Well, good morning. It's Wednesday morning, February 11th, 2015. It's kind of a chilly morning compared to yesterday. It's a really chilly morning. It seems like I'm actually recording. That's a good sign. Okay, I'm gonna put this in my pocket. Get my gloves back on. Because it's like 34, but it feels much colder. I just took my hood down because it was scraping on the microphone. Noticed yesterday's files seemed kind of noisy. Not exactly sure what that's all about. At any rate, it's tugging on the cord, pulling on the microphone. Yesterday was a very long day at the dentist. It was only supposed to be a quick routine cleaning. It turned into an hour and a quarter of diagnostic procedures. And I'll be going back to spend a lot of money in about a month. So it goes. It's a lot less traumatic than it might have been in past times. Dentists and I have a long and happy history. Starting in about the fifth grade, somewhat before that actually, but fifth grade was when my got my two front teeth punched out by a baseball bat. In a playground incident. Which has caused no end of grief over the last century or so. So mostly yesterday was taken up with dentist and cutting kids around. So it was a good day. It was a productive day. I didn't have anything on my calendar except for the dentist and cutting kids around. Today's going to be mostly just cutting kids around. I've got a psychiatrist appointment for the younger daughter here in a couple of hours. I'm going to try to do something. I have Katarina Bordet's little audio piece. I might try to get that recorded this morning, cleaned up and sent off. So that'll be one thing off my list. And what I'm really doing is I'm going through the process of my process. It's like mostly I really just want to crawl in a hole. The degree to which I feel like going for a walk this morning is somewhat less than going to the dentist, but on a grand scheme of things, not a great deal less. But, as my therapist pointed out on Monday, I know that walking helps, even though it doesn't feel like it's helping, even though it doesn't feel like I'm doing anything except one more thing I don't want to do. The reality is walking does help. And the more often I walk, the more likely it is I'll walk myself out of this hole. And I'll actually start looking forward to going for the walk again. We'll see. I have the uncomfortable physical reality of the walk this morning. My face and ears are freezing, and I have sweat running down my back. It's not quite cold enough to see my breath this morning. I guess somewhere around 34, 35, somewhere in there. So I finished another Omega Force novel last night. And I think DeSalle is getting better. It was fun. I was up way too late. And I had to stay up late to make sure the kid went to sleep. She was up way too late. But she got up this morning moving around. She's off to school. She gets out early today. And I solved a problem yesterday. I have one of these little MP3 to cassette adapter things. So I plug the jack into my phone and then the wire feeds into a cassette. The cassette goes in the cassette deck and it plays the MP3s as if it were a cassette. And it's pretty high quality, isn't it? It's probably limited a bit, but for car listening, it's certainly good enough. For Pandora listening, it's certainly good enough. For the odd podcast, overkill. So yeah, it's a good enough tool. But one of the things that it's been doing, and apparently it's a pretty common thing, is the auto reverse flip flop. And it's that you'll be driving along, and then for no reason at all, it'll flip to the second track, and then back to the first. Now there's no second track on this thing. There's only track one. There's no reason for it to reverse. And after it does it three times in a row, it kicks the player kicks the cassette out. Very irritating. Very irritating. And apparently random. I thought it was because it was cold. Then I thought it was because it was hot. And I came to the realization that it really didn't matter. It'll happen while I'm sitting stopped. It'll happen when I'm rolling down the street. I thought maybe it was the bumps. No. So yesterday, last night, I finally got it in my head to see if I could find out what causes it and if there's anything that could be done. Turns out, I found an instructable, a how-to, to take out the auto-reverse. Actually, an extra set of gears inside the cassette that handles auto reverse. And apparently they jam or get out of mesh or something. And when they do, listening to the MP3 player is largely impossible. It's quite distracting. It's quite aggravating. So, I followed the instructable, figuring, well, worst case is I have to buy a new one. They're pretty cheap. Best case is I actually get it solved, and I can listen in the car without having to piss around with flip-flopping auto reverse. So I went through, I did it, took out the auto reverse mechanism. You have to take the screws out and take the thing apart without losing all of the gears inside. But I managed to do it, and it works. It works. It works really well. It's actually a little bit quieter. I don't hear the little gears spinning in there anymore. Bunk post. So I did get a little failure of accomplishment out of yesterday. It wasn't a great deal, but it was a little bit. Looks interesting. Can't tell if they're digging out a new foundation. Could be. Yes, hiking along. I'm on the about halfway along the long eastern reach here. Sun is up, shining through a crack in the clouds. That really is a lovely morning. I can't argue with that. It's a little chilly. Gloves off. Trying to bleed off a little heat here. Trash truck, school bus. All the comforts at home. Yes, so, yeah, it's cold enough that my breath is condensing on my mustache and beard. Oh, yeah. So I don't have a lot to talk about today. I guess I don't, I'm not sure what's in my head. I just realized I was walking along, hadn't said anything, and way too many steps. Now, I don't really know what's going on. I'm not reading enough online. I was just reading a little bit from Dear Author about Patreon and VatMoss, the value-added tax from the European Union is really dumb. And the irony that they were doing it to curb the bigs actually has only encouraged the bigs by pushing small players out of the market, including a lot of smaller players in the EU itself. So the whole thing is kind of dumb. So typical what happens when we have people who don't understand what the dynamic really is, making policy decisions on the governance of complex systems. It's like education. So we have politicians who don't understand education, making policy decisions governing education. Goes back to teaching as art rather than science, and the industry, the field, education wants it to be science. But well, there is a certain science involved, just like in painting, where there's a certain science in how to construct a particular pigment. You know, it's a different texture if you use egg white or some other binding agent. It results in a different texture of paint. But the construction of the artistic work as how well you manipulate those pieces of science, those pieces of technology to achieve a particular goal. And the problem is that one size does not fit all. That the goal of having every student educated doesn't fit with the same sets of tools. And that's something that the educational community, the policymakers, don't seem to understand. That's something the teachers understand. I think it's something that the education policymakers are missing. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.